Everybody, welcome to a Wednesday Sportsline, the Bulldog Hour. Kevin Horry alongside, as always, take you to three. Hand it up to our good buddy Phil Benatia's outstanding show behind the bench. The full 3 hours today. Basketball coming up on 1430. Sunbird Sports Show coming up on 790. I'll tell you all about the schedule, not only for today with both stations, but for the rest of the week, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his great business, Precision Civil Engineering, a little bit later on. Remind you, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management, it's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net. When we go over the schedule, I'll tell you about the great fundraising Ed does for the Lyles College of Engineering on campus at Fresno State. As far as the conversation today, it is, because it is Wednesday, a basketball Wednesday. Jack Ferdig will be with me momentarily. We'll touch upon the Bulldog game from the other night. Of course, we talked about it yesterday on air, and preview the 6 o'clock start tonight at SMC. I want to make sure people are aware of that. Much earlier, 2 hours earlier than the Monday doubleheader start time of 8, but it will be a 6 o'clock start tonight at SMC against South Carolina Upstate. And again, that's a game the Bulldogs figure to win. We'll talk about what Fresno State did on Monday and what Jack believes they're looking to do not only today but on Saturday when Long Beach State comes in, all about getting ready, of course, for the conference year. We'll get to Jack momentarily, but first, as always, our lead dogs want to spend some time with you. First, the people at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, those local operators, always thank them every day for being part of the solution, not only at Fresno State, but across the valley with athletics and their support. And right now, the local KFCs have the throwback to the 90s underway. That means the classic honey barbecue flavor on everything, chicken sandwiches, tenders, and, of course, those crispy golden pieces you know and love, 2-, 3-, and 4-piece meals right now, front and center. Again, savory, sweet, great honey barbecue sauce on everything. Limited time. You have a chance, climb aboard the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Also keep in mind that the Tuesday special, which is the $10 8-piece bucket or tenders offer, still there. And for Wednesdays like today, the $5.99 chicken steak dinner is there for you. So you can check that out as well. And that is at all your local KFCs, the country fried steak for today, and of course all the other offers with the honey barbecue flavor applicable every day of the week. And so stop on by the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, Kerman. Tell them thanks for supporting athletics in the valley. And of course, as everybody knows, KFC has been and always will be finger licking good, so pick up a bucket or two if you can. The other reminders: one is the weather that comes courtesy of Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Also, Lee's brings you the hotline that Jack Ferdig is on right now, and that Phil not only brings up his guests but callers from the general public. Mark that one down, 559-320-1430. That is the Lee's Air hotline. But also keep in mind that Lee's, as far as their business offering, has a different number, so I want to make sure we differentiate. That's the hotline. The number to reach Lee's for anything central air plumbing, heating, or roofing, 825-5337, which is 825-LEES, or on the web at leesair.com. Again, terrific local people. They have been in NorCal in Central California since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. I'm having them to do work even during COVID. Really professional people, very reasonable in pricing and very timely. Give them a call, hit them up on the web. You'll see that truck pull up in a big, big hurry to solve whatever issues you might have. As far as the weather goes today, we said we were going to get a dusting of rain in the metro area, and so far in northwest Fresno, that's kind of what it has been. It's rained enough to mess up the solar panels and the car as far as the dirt now that had built up. It wasn't quite enough to wash it clean. I think NorCal and certainly in the Bay Area, they saw a lot more rain. Maybe we'll see some more today. It looks like it's clearing out. It's kind of as advertised, a high of 67 today, and then back to partly sunny tomorrow. a 70. Then we go 71, 72, 77, 75 from now through Monday, and 77 scheduled on Veterans Day. As a matter of fact, Monday has moved up to 79 right now, so we can revise that. So let's try it this way. 67 today, 72 tomorrow, 71 Friday, 70 on Saturday, then the update, 77 Sunday, and almost 80 on Monday at 79, and back to 77 on Tuesday. We're a few degrees above normal right now. The lows are sitting in the mid to low 50s. That is not quite as onerous in regard to fog as we'll see when we are in the mid-40s, but still be careful in the outlying areas. And by the way, I think maybe Yosemite and above might have gotten some snow, maybe a half to an inch of snow at most. This wasn't a major storm for us. It was for the Bay Area. I know a lot of rain and a lot of wind. And the next opportunity in the extended forecast for rain is a week from Thursday. So hopefully we'll get a little bit more. And if you got a good amount of rain today, good for you. Just be careful out there. Anyway, thanks everybody at Lee's for allowing us the time. Again, 825-5337, 825-Lee's or leesair.com on the web. And then the final reminder comes courtesy of our longtime friend Joe Cruz in his great business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. We talk about this every day. Joe is able to not only analyze your situation, if you have any need at all in regard to pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, anybody working around from an industrial standpoint, a valve, maybe you're a maintenance worker working at a plant, tanker delivery service, working around a boiler, anybody who relies upon a valve for productivity. If a valve goes down, your business can go crashing down in a big hurry. Joe not only has the superior components for you, but a family-friendly business, same-day estimates, same-day service. You can stop by 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town Suite 103 or give them a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE. Also, more information on the web, superiorpipeusa.com, or Gabe, who works for Joe, has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Stop in, tell him your issues. He'll analyze everything for you, keep you up and running to make sure you don't take that catastrophic hit financially. And then if you have a little bit of time after he does what he can do right away for your business, he will tell you what he does for Fresno State and has done now for over three decades, celebrating the 25th anniversary of this particular business, by the way, right now. And with the success of the business, been able to give directly to Fresno State to help out student athletes. Right now, the best avenue, head to the main website at GoBulldogs.com, and that's where you can find the best chance you have to give to the university. There are links there under Donate. You can't miss the Donate link at the top. BulldogFoundation.org is there. Club Red is under that header. The major giving societies have a header there. The Green V Society and Myers Champion Circle can be found there. And then under Ways to Give, you have the delineation methods of support. The critically important Valley Co-op link is there. And then under sports clubs, you can give your money directly to a given sport. For instance, quarterback club for football. Jack Furtig with me in just a second. Board of Directors Timeout Club for men's basketball. Jack has said they'd love to see more members, particularly younger members. He said give him a call directly on his cell, 559-287-3305, or hit him up on his email, FurtigJack@AOL.com. Also, links are there for other men's sports, for instance, Dugout Club for baseball and women's sports as well. And then finally, the reminder about NIL monies. Any ideas you have, contact the university through the main website. And you can, again, tell them what you'd like to do if it's a sponsorship issue that you have, anything you might want to do for your business. You might want a given player to be a spokesperson. Also, any donation you have, big or small, is welcome there as Fresno State tries to keep up with the Joneses. And one more time, it's not about whether you're competing with Alabama or Michigan. It is about not only the current configuration of the Mountain West, but probably more importantly, the fact that you're headed to the pack where you have lopped off the financial bottom feeders of the Mountain West beginning next year. So you're taking those schools that do have financial wherewithal, and we already know that Oregon State and Washington State have a good amount of money in the kitty from what happened with the whatever you want to call it, implosion, dissolution, whatever it is, of the Pac-12. And so if you're Fresno State, you need to compete against those schools moving forward. So anything you can do, again, contact the university. Anyway, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, for allowing us the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. Thanks to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering. We'll tell you about our schedule a little bit later on. Also, thanks to Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing for allowing us time for the weather. And again, the Lee's Air Hotline, give them a call talking about Phil in this particular situation at 559-320-1430. And then finally, thanks to the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. And also, one more time with Lee's to clarify, 825-5337. That is the Lee's Air number for any service you need. Also, leesair.com is where you'll find them on the web. Okay, that having been said, let's turn to our basketball analyst extraordinaire. It is Mr. Jack Furtick. Jack, how you doing?
Great, Tony. Overlooking the ocean here in Newport Beach. Loving life.
Well, I'm glad you clarified that, because if you just said overlooking the ocean, I would say, Jack, baby, you're not at home. So now I knew where you were already. So because I haven't, you know, the old George Strait, you know, oceanfront property in Arizona, right? You've experienced that a few times in your travels, haven't you? Right. So a couple of things quickly. William's email. William is bent out of shape. He said, hey, I'm going to Sacramento to watch the Warriors tonight because I can't afford to pay for tickets at Chase Center. He goes, now I find out Curry's out and maybe Green and Butler are out. It's a wasted trip. I guess I might as well stay home and watch it on Sports Bay Area. I don't know if it's a wasted trip or not. Golden One's a terrific arena. The Kings are entertaining. But, Jack, you and I have talked about this before. In the 82-game grind of the NBA, you can never be sure on a given night who is or is not playing until we get to the real season in April, which is why you and I have talked over and over again. If they had this to do over again, it would be a 60-game regular season where you play three times a week, and that's it, and you don't play any back-to-backs, because that's the issue. The Warriors played the Suns last night in San Francisco. It is unfortunate, Jack, when you have to pay a lot of money for tickets and then guys that you wanted to see play aren't there, but that is the reality of the NBA, isn't it?
Oh, sure. I mean, you look at the Clippers, if Beal and Leonard are out, Williamson's out for New Orleans, LeBron is out, you know, for the Lakers, and Luka and LeBron were both out, you know, for a game. I mean, yeah, you're unless you're just a basketball junkie, you're going to see the stars. And the stars are the ones that are doing load management, whether you call it that or not.
Well, and in fairness, Jack, and we talked about this over and over again, if you're going to ask them to play 82 games, and you know that what you have on your roster in April when you start the playoffs is what's going to determine your fate. I mean, look at the Warriors. They won 73 games. Right in the 15-16 year, and ended up falling just short. And a lot of it had to do with being beat up during the year going after that Bulls record, and the legendary Michael Jordan, the magnanimous Michael Jordan, across the table from Joe Lacob after Michael said not a word about the Warriors all year long. That's the year the Warriors started out winning the first 24. Jordan waited until the Warriors finally lost in the last 4 minutes of Game 7. And then at the owners' meeting, he stands up, takes a big drag on his cigar, blows smoke in Joe Lacob's face, and says, well, Joe, I guess 73 wins didn't mean bleep, did it? And he didn't use bleep. That, Jack, is the lesson of the NBA, right? It doesn't matter until the playoffs. Yet people are paying money all year long to watch them play and paying. If you ever looked at the lineup on ESPN and they'll put the ticket prices for the old ATM there, Chase Center in San Francisco, through the roof. So what are you going to do, Jack? You spend your money and the guys aren't there, but you really can't get mad at them, can you? Particularly the veteran guys?
Well, and that's what they're talking about with Oklahoma City now. I mean, they're 8-0, and, you know, they're talking about they can challenge that 73-win record, but is it worth it?
No way.
Guys are relatively young, so, you know, but yeah, still they didn't want to wear them out. I mean, last year they had to play over 100 games, you know, I always said if you could sit courtside, you'd see how physical and how athletic these guys are and how much a 48-minute game takes out of your body. And even if you're gonna charter, if you're playing back-to-back somewhere, it takes a lot out of you. So, you know, these guys are they're not like the guys from way back when.
Yep.
Because those guys didn't have the choice. If those guys had the choice, they wouldn't want to play back-to-back either, and they wouldn't want to take in trains. But that's, you know, everybody, you know, dealt with what they had.
Flying commercial, Jack. They used to fly commercial, and they'd have to put blankets over their heads. And I'll never forget, in D.C., the Lakers show up at 4 o'clock in the morning. This is during the heyday of Showtime, so you're talking about Magic and Kareem and big game James Worthy and all that. And 4 o'clock in the morning, they walk in dead tired because they had to fly commercial. And some guy is in the lobby of the hotel, like the town crier. And as Kareem walks in, he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, the five-time..." He starts basically introducing Kareem like he's the PA announcer at the stadium. And Kareem walks by him and leans down and goes, "I don't need a herald, okay?" And he walks by. And I always thought, that's how much they were exposed to what the players now are not in travel. But the 48 minutes, it's a whole different story. So, William, I feel for you tonight. If you've got the tickets, go enjoy the game and watch the Kings and whoever the Warriors put out there. By the way, the Lakers are on our air tonight. And, you know, just brought it up, they were in Portland the other night. And to your point, LeBron, of course, has been out. Luka was out. Reeves was out. Vincent was out. And you had that young, aggressive Portland team that had beaten the Warriors and beaten the Nuggets. And the Lakers win. So that's why, go figure. And it's the reason the NFL, Jack, always has it over every other professional sport. The paucity of games, it means that even in a 17-game season, every game can be make or break. When you're playing 82, whether you're talking about the NBA or the National Hockey League or 162 in baseball, there's just so many games that it's impossible to put the import on it, particularly when you've expanded the playoffs so much. You know, even as recently as the 70s, which is 50 years ago, you only had four teams making the playoffs. It was different then. Now you've got 16 teams in the playoffs, so why in the world kill yourself? But it is not fair to the fan base. And so, William, I understand what you're saying. All right, Jack, I'm going to turn to Fresno State. We've talked about the it's not strange, it's inevitable, although I guess Boise State might have a different point of view after losing to Hawaii Pacific the other night at home.
Yeah,
but trying to pass judgment right now when Fresno State is either playing down, as they did the other night, I'm talking about in level of competition, I'm not talking about effort, but FPU, Fresno Pacific, plays in a different division. Same with USC Upstate tonight, maybe a little bit more of a peer group on Saturday against Long Beach State. But you are playing either up or down. Up would be playing Arkansas and Little Rock. Jack, what from a coaching standpoint are you trying to get out of this particular time of the year? I know you always want to win. And how much does it equate or does it at all to what you'll see in conference?
I don't know. I think, you know, number one, when you're playing teams like this, of course you want to win because you're supposed to. But the main thing, you want to be healthy. And, you know, Fresno State's already lost, Nathan to season-ending injury, real athletic wing from France. They lost him, and it may be Douglas. But, you know, Douglas has been hurt for so long. And from what I understand, he had the knee problem that he was rehabbing, but his quad atrophied because he couldn't do anything, you know, couldn't put any weight on or anything like that. So I don't know if he was going to be 100% all year anyway. And when they scrimmaged against Cal Poly, he didn't play, played in the extra 10 minutes that they put on. But during the game itself, that they won 97-87, he didn't play, and the rotation was pretty good. Now, you know, without our Frenchman on the wing, that's going to hurt the athleticism. But the main thing, yeah, you want to be healthy, and you want to try some things. Like, you know, Vance tried pressing at UCSB, and that wasn't a good idea to try to do it for 40 minutes. But that's what you have these games for. Of course you want to win. You want to make sure you don't lose to these teams. But you want to try some things, too. And you want to try different combinations. Which guys work with which? You know, V.J. Strickland, went in. Reber went in to play, some point guard. You want to see how those guys, fit in. DJ is very athletic, but not the same point guard that Zion Collins is. You know, one guy's 23 and one guy's 18. So, you know, one guy has a lot more experience and, is your lead guard, but he's not going to be able to go 40 minutes every game. They tried that last year, and it was sometimes he went 45 and 50 minutes. You'd rather not. You'd rather have a guy who can, give him a rest and not drop down athletically or talent-wise. So to see this USC upstate used to be University of South Carolina, Aiken, and
right.
Changed their name for some reason. But I think they're Division I, and I think they're in maybe the Big South.
They're in the Big South. Yeah, they're in the Big South, Jack. They're out of Spartan.
Okay. So it is a Division I opponent as opposed to Fresno Pacific. But, let's see. You want to try some things. You want to make sure you win. You certainly want to get out to a lead. That's one thing you'd really like to do because you don't want to play from behind. But you're looking at things. You know, when you look at the box score, Jake Heidbreder was the leading scorer. Well, he's probably going to be the leading scorer in most games, which means that teams are going to game plan against him, meaning maybe box in one, maybe 13 chaser like that, Jimmy Valvano, which is a kind of a box, but it's a 1-3 zone, and a guy just on your scorer or whoever you want to take out of the game. And you'd probably like to see that in this preseason because I'm sure teams in the league are going to do it. I mean, teams in the league know who he is. He was, second-team all-conference when he was at Air Force. You know, he's not a surprise. And I talked to John Welch a couple days ago, and John said, scouting now, you have to not only scout the team you're playing, but because of the transfer portal, you have to scout teams from where these guys were the year before to see how they play. Because if you scout Fresno State from last year, basically you're just finding something Zion Collins can do. Nobody else really was on the team before other than Douglas. So you have to kind of go and scout. You maybe look at Clemson film for Jake, or maybe look at Air Force film from a few years ago, and it makes it so much harder because it used to be you scouted the team, you got some film on them, and you watched them. Now you can't do it, especially early in the year. Now once they start playing some games, it'll be easier. But John said it was really difficult because they're trying to put a game plan together for Aiken and or for Upstate, and they have no idea who's going to play.
Well, and they lost the other night at Cal Baptist doing the West Coast swing. And you're right. Technically, you're playing a peer group, but in reality, and it's not to knock the Big South, but you are not playing a power conference. You're not playing a conference that's on par with the Mountain West when it comes to basketball. And as we've discussed over and over again, Jack, the football designations don't necessarily apply to basketball where, the Mountain West is clearly a group of five in football, but in basketball, any time the Mountain West is capable of sending four or five teams to the NCAAs, they are not a second-class citizen in basketball. So if everything you're doing right now is to prepare for conference, this is, again, technically playing down, though it is, as you're mentioning, a D1 school. The issue that you brought up, and this is something that I think people understand, but you know from coaching, and I certainly know from playing the game, it doesn't take long, Jack, even if you're not familiar with the other team you're playing, for people to figure out who can shoot it and who can't. So it's that inside-out game you and I talk about. It's wonderful in theory to say, you know what, whether it's your point guard breaking down a zone or you're feeding the post and distributing from there, the other team is not going to leave the best shooter open. The other team is going to quickly find out who can or can't shoot, and you're going to find out your least capable shooter on the perimeter is who is going to be open. The only way to solve that, if you're going to play four out, is to have four guys who can fill it up. Jack, how hard is it to be able to have four reliable shooters out there so that nobody can really be doubled up? Very difficult, right?
Yeah, but I think this is a team that can do it. I mean, they have some guys.
Right?
They have some guys that can. They have some guys who can really shoot. It's just at the other end, defensively, they struggle a little bit because those guys aren't as athletic as some of the others. Gorey, for example, very athletic player. You'd like to have him in the game. He was second leading scorer, but he's not a knockdown shooter.
Right. Right, on the perimeter, he would be left. He would be left on the perimeter if that were the case, if you tried to do that. He'd be left open.
Yeah, and he's a guy, I know, in the week leading up to that Cal Poly scrimmage, he said he wasn't a good shooter, and they chart everything, and they said he was like 10 for 18 from three. And, John Welch told me, he said, I got to look at the film. I can't believe that, because they don't really like his shot the way it looks, but, it just goes in. And if you're going to leave a guy open and he's going to knock down shots, it makes him a good shooter, whether you think he is or not. I remember a game when I was at Tennessee. I scouted LSU. I came back, and Don DeVoe is a man-to-man guy. He would never play zone. First time we went to UNLV, I said, Don, we got to play zone. We can't match with their big guys. And he said, no, we're going to play now. And we lost. We were ranked 10th in the country and undefeated. And that was Danny Tarkanian's, one of his years, when it was the first time they ever got rated number one in the country. Went to mid-season. So now I come back after scouting LSU, and I said, Don, remember I told you should have played zone? We can play zone against LSU. These guys can't shoot. I'm telling you, none of the guys on the perimeter can shoot. Their big guys are really tough. We don't want, Jose Vargas and Nikita Wilson. We don't want them let the ball get inside. We can pack it in 2-3 zone. It'll be great. 11 minutes into the game, they're shooting 100%. I mean, 100. I mean, you can't do much better than 100%, although some people think you can't. I turned to Don. I said, Don, I'm sorry. He said, don't worry about it. They can't keep this up. He called timeout. We went man-to-man. It totally flummoxed them, and, we ended up winning the game. But it was one of those things where no matter what you do, it's the old Murphy's Law thing. We used to talk about that as assistant coaches. You tell a coach, hey, we're recruiting this guy. He can really play. I'm telling you, I've seen he can all do all these things. And Murphy's Law always kicks in. When the head coach goes to see the guy, he can't play at all. He's horrible. And you keep saying, I'm telling you, this isn't the guy we want. And it's difficult. And that's, that's the nature of the game. I mean, unless you're watching Dennis Rodman shoot threes, you can't be sure about anybody. I mean, that guy Smith Jr. for the Lakers goes out and has 20-some points. The game you said everybody was out, and this guy's knocking shots down left and right, and they can't understand, who is this guy? Where'd he come from?
And well, Jack, that's the reason. I was going to say, Jack, that's the reason the NCAA Big Dance is so compelling. When you get to the NBA playoffs, you're going to play best 4 out of 7. You're not going to over 7 games. You're going to regress to the mean over 7 games. But on a given night, if it were, let's put it this way, if it were a single elimination in the NBA in the playoffs, then you wouldn't see the best team always win. We always talk about this in college, right? The best team doesn't necessarily win the national championship, but a deserving team always wins it because they've won at least six games, if not seven, in a row.
Right.
But
right.
on a given night, that's why Cinderella can show up. That's why it's so unfortunate if the monies are going to preclude Cinderella anymore, because that was the thing about the NC2As, right? You knew a club wasn't going to probably cut down the nets, but they could knock off the number one team in the country if one night, that particular night they played, they caught lightning in a bottle. That doesn't happen over seven games. But in a given night, you're saying, Jack, somebody that you say, you know what, the stats say this guy should be left open, and he shoots it right out of his rear end against you, right? And he's 9 for 10, and you know what? He is not. He can spend the rest of his bleeping career. He could be a freshman. So he's never going to do that again. But he did it to us, right? So that's what happens to you. Jack, I wanted to ask you about Collins, and we've talked about this before. It is great to have that Mark Wade personality of pass first. But when you also possess the ability to score yourself, that balance between getting players involved on your team and having it in the back of your mind that just maybe you are the best offensive option at given times, how do you reconcile that when you have a coaching staff that wants you to be more aggressive with your own scoring? How do you manage that as a coach right now?
Well, I think you have to give the guy the confidence. I've said before, Jerry Tarkanian said his second guard had the green light, and he just told him to shoot. I said, what if he was not a good shooter? Because we had Kendrick Brooks that first year, and he was not a good shooter. And Jerry just said, I tell him that he is. I tell him he's a good shooter, because that's the way, that was his philosophy. And Vance's philosophy is you're going to get threes or layups. And I think he's telling Collins, look, we want you to get people involved. You can beat almost anybody off the dribble and penetrate, break the defense down, and find people. But, you know, if they're not going to play you at all, then, you know, we need you to shoot that three and knock it down. And he's shown that he's capable. He's not a knockdown shooter. You know, he's not like Heidbreder, but he's capable of making them. And I think it comes along with experience. Now he's in his second year here. Like I said before, he's 23, so he's played a lot of basketball. And you figure things out the longer you play. And that's what, you know, we hope is going to happen. Now, you play, like you said, down in terms of, let's say, competition. I mean, you're talking before, Mountain West may send four or five teams to the NCAA. The Big South gets one, and that's because each conference has to have one.
Right.
So they may have a team with a losing record that catches fire in the Big South tournament and goes to the big dance. If you're playing those teams, then maybe that's when you can experiment and, you know, see, hey, how does it go? If this guy's really playing off me and they're denying people, let me see if I can maybe hit a, you know, go hard at the basket, step back, and knock the three down. And then, you know, see, because you have a little more margin for error in these games. Now, I'm saying that, I mean, you know, New Orleans is on the schedule, and New Orleans went to TCU, who happens to be very good, and upsets TCU.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that was probably the second biggest upset to, you know, the Hawaii Pacific over Boise. But, you know, that was a huge upset. So it's not like these games are gimmies, but like you said, they are from lesser conferences, and we're favored to win each one of them. So, you know, let's see. But this is when I think Zion Collins is going to feel it out. How's his game? How does his game feel? What can he do? What should he stay away from? You know, if a guy's playing off you, you still can dribble at him, and sooner or later he's going to have to guard you. And if you can beat him, then you're by him, and you're even closer to the basket. So that's something we should look at. Collins had a good game, you know, against he had 9 points, 8 rebounds, six and eight assists with only two turnovers. That's a great game for a point guard. You know, for a non-scoring point guard, you still had almost double figures, and then you almost had a triple-double. So that's what they're looking for, and I think, you know, you might be able to experiment, especially if they play like they did against Fresno Pacific, where they get a big lead and then can experiment with some stuff.
Well, also, Collins, Jack, we've talked about it, not just the three. And you're right, he is not a knockdown three-point shooter, but when he, like a lot of guys, right, if he can set his feet and be wide open, that's what makes Curry so great. Curry is shooting the ball with three guys chasing him on the run, contorting his body in midair. That's different than I saw Aaron Gordon have the huge game every time he comes back to the Bay Area, because he's from San Jose. He has huge games. But he had 10 threes against the Warriors. The Warriors also won the game, but he was standing wide open. He was setting the feet. He could spin the ball until he had Wilson in the proper location on the logo. Okay, that's different than having somebody pressuring you. With Collins, what I look at is not just the three, but, Jack, when he gets in the lane, and I understand completely that he is an unselfish pass-first guy, he has that floater from 10 feet that he can make, and it drives me crazy when he's drawing and kicking out to a lesser shooter when he can make that, particularly if you don't have a big guy in the middle to stop you. He can make that 10-footer, take that shot, have a little bit of Calvin Murphy in you, you know what I mean? Which means I will pass it after everybody comes to guard me, but I'm not going to pass it when you're not going to guard me, right? So that's something that he's going to have to learn. It's nice that he has more guys that can shoot it around him, because last year, let's be honest about it, it was a clank convention out there. He would draw and kick to guys who were wide open enough to check the Wilson logo. They could have checked where they had their fingers on the ball to see if they're comfortable, and they still did the line right. The other team could leave the court, and it would have taken two rebounds and a layup before they could score, right? That joke? All right. That was last year's team. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because we're running out of time too quickly as usual, Juve had a thoroughly rotten game. Now, everything we heard about McCann last year was, never mind the injury stuff and, you know, eligibility stuff and all the things he's gone through since he's been here. He was the most unguardable guy in practice. Jack, he was completely lost the other night. Is this transition to this brand of basketball? What's your guess about this? Is this a malady that's going to be a problem, or is this a temporary state of affairs? Because he was not as advertised the other night, that's for sure.
He laid out a whole year, and I think timing has a lot to do with it, just getting in the flow of the game. I remember seeing him in the red-white scrimmage, not this past year, not this year, but the year before.
Right.
And he was very comfortable. That was when, you know, he was practicing. Everybody had the same thing. I think if they leave him alone, it's going to be at their peril. I think he's a for a guy his size, he handles the ball and shoots it particularly well. He just happens also to be a guy who can block shots. I think he's had one the other night, and I think he's going to get into the flow. He's been out a year, hasn't played competitively, with a clock and referees. And he was hurt during the Cal Poly scrimmage. So let's see. I think he's going to be a big factor once he gets rolling, certainly once the conference starts. He's a very tough matchup on the perimeter.
And then the last thing for today, Jack, and I know that the projection is subject to change, but as you look at this roster, and look, I called a lot of Vance's games in every level that he's coached at, and I know that he likes the organized chaos that we talk about in regard to what the Warriors do and certain teams in the NBA on occasion do. And, of course, he was an assistant coach in Denver and understood that, and in Sacramento as well. But they can't play the way he wants right now. That you talked about the 120 they gave up in the scrimmage at Santa Barbara was owed directly to the fact that he said, let's go out and play a style that I'd like to play, but I know we don't have the bodies to do it. This team has currently constructed maybe a little bit less of the frenzied atmosphere, but still the concept of dribble, drive, and kick. do they have the roster, Jack, to be competitive all year long? I mean, I'm not pretending they're going to win the conference, but is this the team that on a consistent basis, as we get to conference, should be in ball games, and so the crowd sees this progress during the year? Is that your expectation?
Yeah, I think so. I think because of the way the schedule lines up, and they ought to be able to get some confidence from these first seven games, then get a real test at Arkansas. Then, of course, you're going to have the Selwyn Arena game, which, you know, everybody's looking forward to. I think they're going to have a huge crowd there. There's so many old-time fans that want to go to that game. I think, yes, assuming that they don't lose any more players. They lost a key player, in the Santa Barbara scrimmage.
Yeah.
And that's somebody that's going to be tough to replace. However, they are deep enough right now. And I think you played 11 guys against Fresno Pacific. And, you know, that's what he wants is 11. And I think every guy has a different skill set. You know, I mean, Jack Manny is a guy 6'9", and the best thing he can do is shoot threes. And he's a big, bulky 6'9 guy. So that's a tough matchup. Now, at the other end, he's not going to match with the guy in the perimeter either. So you may have to be forced to play some zone. But I think, the roster can compete. The jury's out until we get through these first seven games. But, Fresno Pacific, 88-51 is what you'd expect, and that's what you got. So so far, so good.
Again, 6 o'clock tonight against USC upstate, and then 2 o'clock, I believe, is the start time on Saturday afternoon against Long Beach State. Of course, with the football team on a bye, it's a good opportunity to help people go out tonight and certainly on Saturday. Jack, I appreciate it. One more time, FertigJack@AOL.com, 559-287-3305. Call Jack directly if you just want to chat, but mainly information about the Timeout Club.
Sure.
Jack, appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, Jack, have a safe trip home. Talk to you next week, Paizan. Take care.
Thanks, Don.
All right, Jack Fertig. Take a break, come back, tell you about the schedule. Hand it off to Phil, his great show, Behind the Bench, 3 full hours. Then the Lakers against Victor and the Spurs in the brutally difficult Western Conference. I've never seen anything like it top to bottom. And just ask the rest of the coaches in the Western Conference about it. They have the best team of the league there in OKC. And then there is not a night off in the Western Conference, and the Lakers will see what they can do tonight health-wise. We'll talk about the schedule after this as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Wednesday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Everybody, welcome back to 52, about 3 or 4 minutes ago on the show. Thanks to Jack Fertig again, as always, for his time. Again, the Bulldogs home tonight, 6 o'clock against University of South Carolina upstate. I want to mention this real quickly about the game is streamed tonight on themw.com, but also the home games are on Channel 53, which a certain cable entity still carry it. DirecTV does not anymore. But sometimes it's easier to get to the stream of Channel 53. Go to MyTV 53, and you'll see the link there, and you can stream from there, and you can watch the game tonight. Jackson will be with me tomorrow. Jackson will be at SMC tonight, so we'll talk about it tomorrow in addition to previewing the weekend that will be in the Mountain West football-wise. Of course, Fresno State with the bye until the Bulldogs get ready for that home stretch with a couple at home with Wyoming and Utah State and then to San Jose State and hopefully to the conference championship game after that. But we will talk basketball tomorrow, but if you can't make it to SMC tonight, make sure you tune in, and in one of the venues you can watch the game tonight, and we will talk about it tomorrow. As far as the schedule goes for both stations, 1430 and 790, it's brought to you by Ed Dunkel and his outstanding business, Precision Civil Engineering, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net. Again, Ed, a terrific alum at Fresno State and a great fundraiser for the university and always benefiting the Lyles College of Engineering, at a graduate there on campus and a graduate, of course, of Fresno State. has a lot of those grads from the Lyles College of Engineering coming to work for him at Precision. Again, the goal of everything Ed does, unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. It's worked beautifully over the years, and we thank him for his sponsorship and everything he does for his beloved Fresno State. As far as the lineup goes, Lakers and the Spurs tonight, 6:45 the pre, 7 o'clock. That's John Ireland, Michael Thompson, the Laker Network. The game, of course, also on national television tonight. Over on 790, it will be the Sunbird Sports Show, Paul Metters with his fine show, 6 to 7. Also keep in mind, Paul has his long-running and outstanding show on Saturday mornings on 1430, live from First String Sports, 10 a.m. to noon. That's Central Valley Sports Report. And Paul is with Phil in Dinuba on Friday night for the 7 o'clock kick between, and we're in the playoffs now, between the Vikings and the Emperors as Kingsburg will play Dinuba. So stay tuned for that as we start the playoffs. Boy, he gets here in a big, big hurry these days, starting the high school season so early. Also, keep in mind, Phil's show 3 to 6, Monday through Friday, Behind the Bench. Great show, including Thursdays at Fashion Furniture with our good friend Rod Avedikian. Best furniture on the planet. Nothing like it in all of California. The great conversation of Phil's show. Some good eats as well. El Paso across from River Park. Stop in and see Phil. Check out the furniture. You want to call in, you can call Phil on the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, TDAD1 at ATT.net, TDAD, the number one, at ATT.net. Everything for the station, 1430 ESPN, Fresno.com. You find the live links and podcasts there. Get the app, makes it a lot easier to listen. Also, we start yet another week of the National Football League. Beginning tomorrow, the Raiders host the Broncos. And then for us over the weekend, the 49ers and Rams are playing one another. So that means we'll have the 49er broadcast on 1430 on Sunday afternoon and the Ram broadcast on 790 if you prefer that one. We, of course, have the national games on Thursday. In this case, it's the Raider Network because it is the Raiders playing. Have the Sunday night game. And then the Monday game, which is a great matchup. And, you know, anytime you have the kind of schedule that you can get on Mondays, it really makes ESPN a lot happier, let's put it that way, because there were a number of years right after when ESPN got Monday Night Football back that they were not getting the kind of schedule that we were seeing on Sunday night that NBC had, and I know a lot of people weren't happy about that. It has now become a much more equitable schedule, and even on Thursdays, a lot better schedule. Al Michaels was complaining left, right, and center about the first year of Prime, and he made no secret of it, by the way, over the air. But, for instance, this Monday coming up, you have the great matchup between Philly and Green Bay, the Packers trying to respond after losing to Carolina. And you've got the Sunday night game, the Chargers hosting the Steelers. So a really great matchups in addition to what we have with the 49ers, Raiders, and Rams. Normally we'll have everything, of course, through the Super Bowl, no matter who's involved. Same thing applies in the NBA all the way through the championships with, if it isn't the Laker Network, ESPN Radio. Of course, Phil, Paul, everybody, the great work high school-wise. You've got everything from football to basketball to baseball, and one more time, we try to cover everything nationally, regionally, and locally that we possibly can through ESPN Radio or locally through our associations with the various schools around the Valley, and we thank everybody for their cooperation. All right, the final reminder here as we roll through, and thanks to Ed Dunkel, of course, for allowing us the time to tell you about the schedule, and that is our local operators at KFC. We talk about this over and over again. They have the limited time special right now, a throwback to the 90s, as the honey barbecue flavor on everything at the moment, chicken sandwiches, tenders, and, of course, those crispy golden pieces you know and love, the 2, 3, and 4-piece meals on sale right now. Chicken sandwich is just $3.99, and keep in mind, you have the Tuesday offering still in place, $10 for the 8-piece bucket or tenders, and today, Wednesday, the offer is always the country fried steak for $5.99. Stop in the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, and tell them thanks for supporting athletics throughout the Valley. So the thank yous go out to Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, the local KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, and LeesAir.com, Lees Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. Again, 825-5337 to reach them, or the Lees Air Hotline. Give Phil a call, 559-320-1430. Thanks to Jack Furtick. Thanks to Jorge Jackson with me tomorrow. 3 hours of Phil. Give him a call. Listen up. He's got a lot to say about the 49ers not being able to win a Super Bowl since 1994. Technically, January of 95. I'm still irritated about that. He'll talk to you about it. I guarantee it. See you guys tomorrow on KFIG Fresno.